Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Yud Chesam and Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Zayin and Beis. So says the Mishnah, Chal Yois Achar Shabbos, if Yom Tif falls out on a Sunday, so Shabbos is Erev Yom Tif, and now you have to go to the mikvah, you have to make sure all your possessions, all your clothing, your kelim are all tar for Yom Tif. You're going to have some kachim, so when do you bring everything to the mikvah? Beishamai Oimri Matvila Nesakol Melofnei HaShabbos. Beishamai says everything, people included, people, kelim, everything goes to the mikvah before Shabbos. You're not allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Beis Hillel Oimrim, whereas Beis Hillel says that kelim Melofnei HaShabbos, the Adam B'Shabbos, that kelim go to the mikvah before Shabbos. However, a person could go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Now, Vishavan, everyone agrees, Shemashik and Asamayim Bekli Evin Litarun, that if you have water that became Tomei and you want to be Metayer it by putting it into the mikvah, inside of a Kli, you want to do Ashaka, so you could do that, you just have to put the water into a stone Kli. A stone is not Mekabel Tomei, that's the way you have to perform the Ashaka. However, Avoloi Matbilin, but you cannot put it into a Tomei Kli, and then while you're performing Ashaka, also be Metayer the Kli. Now it says the Mishnah that umat bila migav legav mechabura lechabura. You could also, you're allowed to be taivul from gav legav and from chabura to chabura. So that we'll see in the Gemara on your task. So now says the Gemara, the kuli alma mias that kli b'Shabbos light. It comes down machlekes b'sham beisilal. If a person go to the mikvah on Shabbos, everybody agrees kalim. You're not allowed to be taivul kalim, not clothing, not pots and pans. Those you cannot bring to the mikvah on Shabbos. So says the Gemara, my taima. Why not? Why can't you bring kelim to the mikvah on Shabbos? So says the Gemara, four terutzim. Terutz number one, Amar Rabbah. Gzeira Shem Yitlena biyadoi v'yavirenu arba amayis b'rishas harabim. There's a chashash that you were allowed to be taivul kelim on Yom on Shabbos, so there's a concern that even if you bring it into a chatzar, that's what you're planning on doing, maybe you'll end up bringing it into a rishas harabim. You'll see that there's a big line maybe by the one in the rishas hayachid, and you might end up bringing it to a rishas harabim. V'amar le Abaye, yesh lo bar b'chatzera ma'ikala meimar. That's good by a person who doesn't have his own personal mikvah in his chatzar. But the person who has his own personal mikvah in his chatzar, so the chayyim has no chashash that he's going to end up going into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to tayvul his kli. He never does that. So Amar Lei, Rabbi said back, Gzeira bar b'chatzera atu bar b'chatzera rabbim. Still, we have a gzeira that we don't even allow you to bring it to the bar in your chatzar because there are people that don't have a bar in the chatzar, and so they were guys on everybody. Who says the Gemara, this whole chashash even that you might carry it into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, atenach Shabbos. So that makes sense on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you can't carry in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But it'd be Yom Tov, Ma'ikel Meimar. On Yom Tov, anytime you have a tzairich, so you're allowed to carry, even without an Erev, you could carry even into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Daraisa. So why can't you be Tavul Kalim on Yom Tov? So says the Gemara, Gzeir Yom Tov Atu Shabbos. You can't be Tavul on Yom Tov, because then you might end up being Tavul things on Shabbos. And then on Shabbos, you can't be Tavul, because Shem Yavirenu Ayrahamu is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So it comes out, it's like a Gzeir L'Gzeira. So ask the Gemara, Migazrina, do we make such a gzeira when it comes to Tefillas Kelim? Tefillas Kelim is so chamer that we make like gzeiras. But we have a Mishnah that's mevor that we don't make gzeira l'gzeira even by Tefillas Kelim. Our Mishnah on Yedzayin Amaveis. The Mishnah says, V'shavin shemashik and asamayim b'kliyevin l'tara nevuloy matbilin. It says that you could do ashaka in the stone kli, you just can't use atomic kli. So what do you see from there? V'isa, now if it's true that we make gzeir l'gzeiras, so nigzer ashaka atu hatbala. So they should have said that you can't do ashaka b'chlal, that all ashaka should be aser on Shabbos, because maybe you're going to end up being taivulet. And if you're taivul it, then there's a chashash of being taivul other kelim, and then by tefillah there's a chashash, shem yaviranu. So we should have made a gzeira, even though it's a gzeira l'gzeira. Says the Gemara, but tisfara. Yisli mayim yafim, hani lamali lamevlu ashaka. This person that's doing ashaka, why is he doing ashaka? He doesn't have any other water? Obviously not, otherwise he wouldn't be doing ashaka. So el delasli, he must not have any other water. The kaven delasli, mizar zahiri buhu. Now since he has no other water, he should have been pretty careful with this water that he does have. If he only has one bottle of water, how did he allow it to become tamei? He should have been much more careful. This that he allowed it to become tamei is very uncommon. being that he only has one bottle. And therefore, being that it's so uncommon, the whole case of needing to come onto Ashaka on Shabbos or Yom Tov is so uncommon, that Chazal don't make a gzera. Chazal don't make gzeras by cases that are uncommon, and therefore that's why there's no gzera. Not because there's a problem of gzera like gzera, it's simply because it's a milsa de l'shchicha. Okay, we'll ask the Gemara another kasha. Eisvei madlin b'dili tamei v'utar. You're allowed to draw water from the well, from the bar, from the mikvah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and you can use a tamei kli, and then when you do that, the kli will end up becoming tar, because it's going to go into the water, it's going to go into the mikvah. So it's tefillah on the kli, and then you're also drawing some water. Now vi isa. Now if it's true that we make zera the gzeras, so nigzer dilma asilat bule beine. So we should have been gzer. Then maybe you'll just come to just stam be tayv with the kli, even without doing it to draw some water. So says the Gemara, no, there over there. There's no reason to be gzer. Shani asa mitaych shlo hutshrolai. Ella ayade dalia isay zacharu. Being that we only gave him the heter to tayvul his kli while drawing water, so it's a weird type of tefillah. So he's not going to forget that. He's going to remember that, and therefore there's no chashash that he'll just be tayvul it by itself. Well, it's fast. The Gemara kli shenit mamer v'yamtiv imav vilano isay v'yamtiv. If you have a kli and it became tame before yamtiv, so then you're not allowed to be tayvul it on yamtiv. However, b'yamtif, if it became tameh on yamtif, so then ma'bilan aiseh b'yamtif. So then you are allowed to be tayvlin on yamtif. Now, v'misa, nigzer d'yamtif atu derv yamtif, we should have been geyser, that even a kli that became tameh on yamtif is a problem to be tayvlin atu a kli which became tameh on erv yamtif. So says the Gemara, no. Again, the reason why we did not make such a gzera is not because of a problem of gzera like gzera, it's simply because it didn't make sense to be geyser in this case. Because tuma b'yamtiv milsa d'l'shchichahi. Something becoming tame on yamtiv is very uncommon. People are very careful about taira on yamtiv. Milsa d'l'shchicha le'gazu b'rabbanan. So being that it's not common, that's why Chazal did not make a gzera. Ace fasting or another kasha. Kli shenitma b'avatomo. Let's say you have a kli which became tame from an avatomo. So that's metamet midaraiso. So in matbilonos to be yamtif. Such a chamer, a tumma chamura, so that you can't get rid of on yamtif. You can't be tayvul on yamtif. However, bivlada tumma, if it only became tame with a tumma derabanan, so then matbilonos to be yamtif. So then you are allowed to tayvul on yamtif. Now v'misa, again, if we make zera like zeras, so nigzer ha tuha, so we should have said that you can't be tayvul even when it became tame with a vlada tumma, to a case when it becomes tame with avatama, and that's aser because gzera shemi aviranu arba ames versus arabim. So we should have made gzera l'gzera. So says the Gemara in Echanami again. The reason why over there we did not make a gzera is not because of a problem of gzera l'gzera. Is rather it's because vlada tuma echi mishkachasla. Who's in nageya to? If something became tame with a vlada tuma, the only type of person that affects is kehanim. Is kehanim who eat truma, so then they have to be careful that their kalim shouldn't become tame with a vlada tuma. Well, kehanim is reason name. Kehanim in general are always very careful. So kehanim, we don't need to make gzeras on kehanim. So that's why we didn't make a gzera, because it's a kayet. Not because there's a problem of making gzera like gzera. Okay, we'll ask the Gemara, final kasha, Toshima. Da'ama revchia barash yamarav, nida shein la begadim. If let's say you have a nida, who she's going to the mikveh now to make herself tar, and she has no clothing to wear, she has no tar or clothing to wear afterwards. So ma'aremes v'tayvelas bibigdeha. So the lacha is that she could go into the mikveh wearing her clothing, which are presumably loose. So there's no problems of chatzitza. She could go into the mikveh wearing her clothing, and like that she'll become tar herself, and also her clothing will become tar. Now, v'em isa, if we make zera l'gzeros, say nigzer dilma asilat bili be'inayu, we should be geyser that if we allow her to be tayvul with wearing her clothing, she might come to just be tayvul her clothing by themselves, and that's also because gzer shem yaviranu arba ames versus arabim. So says the Gemara, no, shani hasim over there, it's different. The reason why Chazal did not make a gzera again is not because there's a problem with making a gzera l'gzera, it's simply because there was no need to make a gzera in that case. Because mitayich shloi hutshula elai de malbush zechurahi, meaning that your only heter for her was to be tayvul the kalim, her clothing was to do it while wearing them. So that's a weird type of tefillah. She'll remember that. She's not going to start thinking that now she could be tayvul them by themselves. But again, all this was just to answer up for Rabba, who said that the reason why you're not allowed to be tayvul kalim on Shabbos and Yom Tov is because on Shabbos it's aser because maybe you'll end up carrying an Rishus HaRabim, and on Yom Tov it's aser atu Shabbos. Rav Yosef Amar, a completely different pshat in the Gzeira, that Gzeira Mishum Schita, that the reason why you can't be Toivu Kalim on Shabbos and Yom Tov is because you might come to wring out the water. If you're Toivu your suit, you want to be Matar your suit, your suit's going to become wet, so you might come to wring it out. That's why you can't be Toivu Kalim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That makes sense by suits and dresses and things like that, clothing that are squeezable. But kalim delav b'nei schita nenu, but kalim that aren't squeezable, a pot and pan, ma'ikla meimar, why can't you be tayvel pots and pans on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So Amar Leih, Rabbi Yosef responded that it's a gzeira hani atuhani. They made a gzeira not to be tayvel, even things like pots and pans that aren't squeezable, atu being tayvel a suit. Eisve asked the Gemara Kohani Tiyofto, all these questions where you see that we did not make a gzeira like gzeira, and again the shani like a shanina in the same type of teretz, meaning the kash on Rabbi Yosef is again Rabbi Yosef is making a gzeira like gzeira. He said that you can't be taival pots and pans because then you might become to be taival a suit, and a suit you can't taival because then you might come to squeeze it out. So again we asked on Rabbi Yosef from all these braises where you see that we do not make a gzeira like gzeira, and the Gemara answers all the same terutzim, that the reason why we did not make gzeiras in those cases is not because of a problem of making a gzeira like gzeira, rather is because there was no need in those cases to make a gzeira. And thirdly, says the Gemara of Beva Yomar, a third pshat, the reason why you can't be Toivu Kalim on Shabbos and Yom Tov is because of a gzeira Shem Yasha. You might end up just leaving it around, which could lead to issues. If you have a Tameh Kli lying around, so mistakes could happen with that, and therefore Chazal said that you can't be Toivu on Shabbos and Yom Tov, this way people won't just push it off till Shabbos and Yom Tov, they'll be Toivu it right away. It says the Gemara Tanya Kavasi Dere Beivai, we have a braisa that says like this as well, Kli Shenitma Me'erev Yom Tov, if you have a Kli which became Tameh on Erev Yom Tov, Ein Matbilo Naisev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be Toivu on Yom Tov. Why? Says the braisa, Gzeira Shemi Yasha, because of a Gzeira that you might come to leave it around, so that's the third pshat so far in the reason why you're not allowed to be Taivul Kalim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The first was Rabba Shemi Avirenu, the second was Rabbi Yosef Gzeira Misham Schita, and now this is the third Rav Beivai because of Gzeira Shemi Yasha.